Hello guys, welcome back to the RDM radio show. This is Derek Muhirwa, also known as Derek the Priest, and I'm with none other than Rabbi Daniel Malinga. So we've been talking about life and death. We've been talking about life before this life in the time realm. We've been talking about the existence within this time realm and life after this life. You know, after you die, the resurrection, and how all those different realms interact with each other. So we are continuing deeper therein within that subject, sharing mysteries, sharing revelations, and I'll now give the mic over to the Rabbi Daniel Malinga.
Okay, thank you, Derek. The past few sessions, we touched a number of things. We talked about what happens when someone dies and the process of death. And we said that there's a clear process. The Bible says, dust shall return to dust, and the spirit of a man shall return to his maker. So, and we said that when someone's body does not return to dust, that it's one of the reasons why a spirit would remain in this realm. Mm. When someone is not buried, it's one reason. Okay. It doesn't happen all the time, but it's one of the reasons why a spirit would end up being a ghost, the spirit of a man, because ghosts are spirits of the dead, okay, which are different from demonic spirits and familiar spirits that sometimes can take on the shape and form of a human being.
Okay.
Now, then we also talked about levels of what happens to a believer when they leave this earth. Mm. We said that the Bible says how precious is the death of one of his saints in the eyes of the Lord.
Yeah.
So we talked about names and how when you transition from this world that there are levels a believer will go through.
Mm.
Now, I would like to touch something before we go into what actually happens to the non-believer the day they die and the realms they go into. Eh?
Mm.
There is, according to scripture, an appointed time for us to be born, and there is a day to die. And we said in the past that it's possible for someone to outlive their day of death,
okay,
appointed day.
Yeah.
And for various reasons, we said the Bible says, honor your father and mother, and you shall have long life. Yeah. So there are things you can do on this earth that can extend your time period here on earth, even when the assignment is over. You see people like Billy Graham. Billy Graham lived to be 99 years old, but it seemed his assignment on earth ended like when he was 75 or something. And so God kept him here for a reason. It's a blessing of long life here on earth, for having been faithful. And so there are people like that who outlive their time periods because of the faithfulness they've had here on earth. But it's possible for you to die before your time. Now, I want to touch this quickly before we touch other things. Eh?
Okay.
That there are three reasons, main reasons why a person can die before their time. One is because God takes them before their time. You can die before your time because God has taken you. And I'll show it to you in scripture.
Okay.
Secondly, a man can die before his time because of his stupidity and foolishness.
Okay.
His own acts. Or the acts of men generally. And lastly, a person can die before their time because the enemy can come in and cause a death before time.
Mm.
Now, Ecclesiastes 7 verse 17. What does it say?
It says, be not overmuch wicked, neither be thou foolish. Why should you die before your time?
So that shows you that there's a death that is simply because of the foolishness of a man.
Yeah.
So you can do things, if you jumped off a building thinking you could fly, unless you have a revelation, a pure revelation of flying, and that you've tested in your bedroom, jumping off your bed.
Yeah.
Unless you have that.
Yeah.
That is stupidity. Because the law of gravity must take its toll.
Yeah.
And so a man can die before his time because of foolishness. I've seen this. You must have seen these things on TikTok and YouTube. A guy goes and hangs off the edge of a mountain, slips and falls and dies. That has nothing to do with God. And on many times, on many occasions, many of those people, it is not an appointed day of death. It was just stupidity, and their life is cut short. So it's possible for a life to be cut short. Okay. Then, by God.
Okay.
God judges. Book of, actually, is it Judges? Genesis 38, verse 7.
Genesis 38, verse 7.
Mm.
It says, "And Ur, Judah's firstborn, was wicked in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord slew him."
You see? Because he was wicked, God took him. Yep. It was not his appointed time.
True.
It was because of what he was doing in time. And you must understand that this happens here on earth, that the amount of wickedness that someone involves themselves in, they can cut their life short.
That's interesting, because even his brother after him,
yes,
the same thing happened to him.
Also cut short. So now, even with, I don't know if we'll touch it. I'll try to avoid it. But there is a judgment for leaving this earth before your time, especially when it has to do with your stupidity or wickedness. Now, there are times the enemy will also try to kill off particular individuals before their time. Some on his side, some demonic individuals that are working with him, that have given their lives to him, but maybe they're on the verge of turning away from him and getting to God. And he tries to kill them before their time. We've had stories of that. But also, he can try to kill saints, people who are working for God. Now, if you remember the story, the Bible says that James, who was the pillar of the church, so there were three pillars of the early church. There was Peter, there was James and John.
Yeah.
James, this is not James, the brother of Jesus.
Yeah.
This is James, the disciple.
Yeah.
According to Acts chapter 12, so James is killed.
Yeah.
He's beheaded by Herod.
Herod, yeah.
Okay? Now, the same scenario happens with Peter, that Peter is imprisoned, taken to prison, and there was an order for him to die. Peter doesn't die. Why? Because scripture says that the church prayed for him.
Yes.
And so it is possible that James' death went through because they did not do the same thing for James. Are you getting what I'm saying? Eh?
Yeah.
That when James was arrested, there's no record of the church praying for him. And so he was killed. And so a pillar in the church possibly died before his time, because the church was ignorant and did not take its role as of prayer. This is why it's important to pray for men and women of God.
Yeah.
You understand? That the devil can wipe them out and affect the entire church. Now, if these guys had not prayed, Peter would have died, because it's clear that it was the prayer that helped Peter.
Yes, true.
Okay? This is why you must take time to pray for anointings.
Wow.
You understand? So just for clarity, you can die before your time by the hands of your foolishness.
Yes.
You can die before your time by the hands of God. You can die before your time by the hands of the enemy. And the enemy can be hindered by prayer. The other two, unless you pray for the person's foolishness. But even with God, You can pray for someone when they're in their wickedness. But just know that when you see people constantly wicked, most people who are constantly wicked, unless they've tapped into a supernatural demonic force, their lives are often cut short. they don't live long.
Okay.
Okay, and there's a reason for that. So God will cut their lives off. Now, I'm going to go into some things that normally I would have been uncomfortable with, but let's see how far we go into this. Eh?
All right.
When someone's time is up here on earth, eh? So I hope you've understood the three levels that I've explained.
Yes, yes.
That there are times, however, a person can be summoned by God.
Back home.
No, not just back home.
Mm.
Okay, you can say back home. But can be summoned by God
mm.
for particular reasons. Now, it's the reason why some people will have out-of-body experiences. And in the natural, they're dead. Okay? You mm. touch their bodies, they're dead. And then they come back into their bodies. But someone has gone to the other realm for a particular interaction with God. It's a summoning.
Okay.
Okay? Yeah. So you can die before your time as a summoning. And then be sent back into your body. People don't know this, but there are times you will have an experience in a dream and actually die. You know, we talked about how death and sleep yeah. are similar.
Yes.
Yeah? Mm. And there are dreams you have and take a deep breath and you're sweating and it's like you've come back into your body.
Mm.
You aren't there. And then they're different from these other simple dreams. Eh?
Mm.
It's an out-of-body experience dream.
Mm.
Where a man is summoned to a realm for a particular reason. Sometimes maybe there's an accusation against you that needs to be sorted a particular way. Remember Zechariah?
Yes.
Zechariah witnessed something in the spirit
yes.
when he was taken up there as a high priest.
Yes.
And it says, and the Bible says, let remove the filthy rags from him and let rags of righteousness be put on him.
Yes.
There are experiences men have that are not just out-of-body experience. They literally die. And they are summoned in the spirit for whatever reason. And judgments are decreed in those experiences. Then they come back into their bodies.
Just to ask, in that situation, is the silver cord cut loose?
It can't. Mm. Because you come back.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm.
You come back. But it's still death because it's a form of death. Actually, Jesus referred to it as sleep.
Mm.
Whereas you've left the body. Because as long as you're not in this bodily realm, you're dead.
Mm.
You've left it. Eh? But as long as that silver cord is still connected, you have the ability to come back. But there are summonings that are made by God here on earth. Now, that's why some people, when they go into like comas, when someone is in a coma for a long time, some of those people are dead from a clinical perspective. The person is brain dead but is in a coma.
Okay.
Okay? Their heart is still beating.
Mm.
Now, some of those people are summoned to particular realms. Now, it's interesting how time operates differently in the spirit world.
Mm.
You could have a dream here for 2 minutes in the natural and it's taken 25 years in the spirit. You've gone through so many stages. You've made friends. You wake up, it was 2 minutes. The reverse is also true. That you could have been asleep for 10 hours. And then in the spirit, it was 2 minutes.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm.
Now, why I'm bringing that up is that someone can be in a coma for years. But they're having an experience that is very brief.
Mm.
Huh? And it's there are summonings. That's what I'm trying to say.
Mm.
That when there are deaths that happen as a result of summonings.
Mm.
And I don't know how to go through this, but sometimes a person can be called to answer for something. And if they fail in terms of the testing that they're given in that realm, they could actually die and not come back. So you're taken into that other realm.
Mm.
You incur, you go through a test of a sort. And the failure of the test means you don't come back. The passing of the test means you come back. And you hear many people's experiences. And I was tested like this and this, and then the Lord says, go back. But there are people who, we don't hear their stories because they never came back. They say he went to sleep and never woke up. Some people are like that. They are tested in that realm for whatever reason. And either they fail or something and they don't come back. It's a very, very big mystery. Now, the reason why I brought that up is because I want to share with you something that I experienced a couple of years back. Yeah?
Okay.
Because we talked about when someone's time is up, when they are buried, because dust shall return to dust, then the spirit of a man. So when a person is fully buried, it's like the transition. It allows the spirit to transition into the other realm and leave.
Okay.
The decomposition of the body allows the person to detach from this world and leave. Now, it doesn't cut across. So that's a general perception, but there are exceptions to that rule. Now, when someone's time is up, let's say you've died according to the calendar of God. If you die as the appointed time, whether you're buried or not, your time is up. You understand? Eh?
Yeah.
You go. Again,
yeah.
You can't return to this realm. Because according to the things of the spirit, the rules of the spirit, once your time from here on earth is done, that's it. However, there are individuals when their time is not up. Okay? If they are not, if they are buried, there is an opportunity by the wisdom of God to be able to call back that spirit into the body. You see, that's why we're talking about Jesus could look at some people and know that this one was asleep and this one,
they are gone from
and this one is gone. Because according to the timings of God and the book of God, if your time is up, you're not sleeping.
Okay.
You're gone. But if your time is not up, if you've died before your time, okay, there is a possibility
to have you back.
To have you back. And this is the reason why, on the contrary, you shouldn't always rush to bury someone quickly. Because they can be, if they've died before the time, they can be brought back. Now, how do we know someone has died before their time? A number of things. You look at the life of a person. We've talked about it. If a person has been consistently mocking God and so on and so forth, okay? They're mocking God. They are wicked. And so you look at their age and you say, okay, based on their time frame here on earth, the Bible says a man will live to be 70 by reason of strength 80, and a guy is 25. Okay? And you look at his life, there's a possibility to bring that person
back. Huh? Interesting. A lot of experience as well. Guys are on their way to hell. You know, angels are guarding them, or demons. Until they make sure they enter the gates. It's like there's a possibility of a spirit escaping and maybe resurfacing on the earth and roaming around as a ghost. Yeah.
So a person could die before. Remember when the young girl died? Scripture?
Yeah.
What's her name? Tabitha?
Yes.
She dies before her time because she's young. The first thing Jesus does, they don't bury her. Notice, they don't bury her. You go and read the scriptures.
Yeah.
They wait and they inquire of Jesus, and he says she's asleep.
Actually, she's not named. Tabitha was Dorcas.
Oh, yes. Yeah. She's not named.
Yeah.
That's the girl of Talitha Kumi.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
So he brings her back. And so it takes wisdom and discernment to know that there are particular people who die, and there's a possibility to bring them back.
Yeah.
But when the time frame lapses, they cross a time frame where now they can't be brought back. Because they're buried, they're gone, they're finished. They can't be brought back. Yet there was a possibility to what?
To bring them back.
To bring them back. I don't know if I'm making sense. Because of the fact that a person can die before their time.
Wow. So there's a certain period, we could say. And so from my understanding, it seems as though for people that die before their time, there's a certain available time to have them come back, maybe by reason of someone, you know, stepping into that gap and attempting to resurrect them or bring them back into this realm. But if that time expires, they are gone and they cannot return, irrespective of the fact that they could have had a second opportunity to, you know, to live life and continue.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you see, I am of the belief, I'm yet to look through it through scripture, but I'm of belief that the way you resurrect an unbeliever is not the same way you resurrect
a believer. Because you have to bring them from different realms.
Leave alone different realms.
Mm.
Let's say if Hitler had been evil, and Hitler, I don't know what age he died, but he died before his time. Because he was young. Okay? Now, yes, sir, you're trying to bring back Hitler. By virtue of all the evil that he has done, it's not just a matter of resurrecting him. Because from the spiritual perspective, there has to be a standing concerning the life of the man. And interceding to bring that man back, irrespective of the things that he has done. It's different from a believer's perspective. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying.
Yeah, the level of intercession that has to happen for him is different.
Yeah, and when I say intercession, I'm not saying just praying. Yeah, I'm saying to stand in the gap.
To plead his cause.
Yeah. It's not the same thing.
It's too much to defend.
And this is why we think, I believe the most powerful miracle is resurrection. Here on earth, right after salvation, is resurrection. There's no miracle more powerful than that. Because it defeats death. Now, even the resurrections are different. Like, that's what I'm trying to tell you. That it's not just get up and walk. There's a secret behind here and a revelation, understanding that a person needs to have in order to make this happen. It's the reason why when Jesus walked on earth, he did not resurrect every dead person. He went to specific people. It's the reason why, if you hear the stories, Archbishop Benson in the Hossa said that when he had just got born again, he went on the streets trying to raise dead people. He raised seven. Okay, seven out of numerous. So why did the others fail? Because it was their time. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying.
Yeah,
the power is not different.
Yeah, yeah. Because he had the same level of faith.
Yes. But seven people get up.
Yeah.
The difference between Jesus was he could tell this one is his time, this one is not. Now, for us, every person who's dead, you want to resurrect. I guess you can go. People would go to morgues and try to raise the dead, and they pray for the dead, and
interesting. So it seems there are two factors in play when it comes to resurrection. It's the faith of the man, because obviously on the other side there is no faith you need to connect with. The man is dead. And then also the aspect of timing. Does this man still have that, you know, reservation of time on the earth realm?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that knowledge is extremely important. That's why being prophetic.
Oh, yes.
Is important, because with the prophetic you can tell the Lord still has a plan for you. This guy died before his time. You can pray and extend the life of a man here on earth. You see?
Yeah.
Now, I want to share with you something. So, there was a man years ago who, and this is, I'm going into realms that I can't really explain, but they'll add meat to the discussion. Years ago, there was a man of God who helped out a friend of his. I'll say a friend, but it's actually a spiritual son called Enoch.
Mm.
Now, Enoch was struggling financially. So this man of God went through levels to try to help Enoch,
get
back, make his ends meet and all that.
Mm.
And he would help him with money, helped him with a lot of money.
Mm.
Then it reached the extent where Enoch now, the man of God asked Enoch to move in to his house to avoid all these struggles of rent and so on. He said, there's room, take a room, live with me and my wife and all will be well. So Enoch stayed with him for about 5, 6, 7 months. Then one day, the man of God comes home and finds that Enoch has robbed his safe, taken all the money, and disappeared. Now, this is a true story.
Okay.
Huh? Robs him and disappears. The man of God never hears of Enoch again. For years pass, 8, 9 years. He let go of the fact that the money had gone, it's gone, there's nothing we can do. Now, about 9, 10 years later, there's a knock at the door. Enoch walks in. And the man of God is having a recording, a YouTube recording for his Sunday church service or something like that.
Mm.
Okay? Now, there were many people in the house because he was doing this recording. And so someone goes to the door, says, there's a guy called Enoch who's at the door.
Mm.
The man of God says, Enoch? He says, okay, tell him to wait because I'm doing a recording.
Mm.
So Enoch waits for about an hour. He's in the living room waiting. These guys were in another room recording. When the man of God finishes, he goes into the living room, greets Eric. I mean Enoch.
Enoch.
So this Enoch, everyone had seen him. Mm. He's busy shaking hands with people. Some people knew him from the past, others not.
Mm.
So when the man of God walks in, shakes hands with Enoch and says, it's been long.
Mm.
Where have you been? Enoch says, he says, man of God. He doesn't answer the question. He just says, man of God, I'm here because I treated you badly.
Mm.
The good things you did for me.
Mm.
You did not deserve me stealing your money and disappearing for all these years. So I've come to ask for your forgiveness. And the man of God said, what are you talking about? Yes, what you did was wrong. He says, and Enoch insists, he says, I'm asking for your forgiveness because they won't let me in unless you forgive me. And the man of God is like, what the heck are you talking about? Enoch kneels down. And I want you to imagine there are people in the room. There are about 12, 13 people in the room. About 5, 6 of them knew him. The man of God lays hands on him and says, I've forgiven you. They sit with Enoch, they eat, they what? Enoch finally thanks the man of God and leaves. 2 weeks later, Enoch's best friend shows up to visit the man of God. A man of God says, oh, by the way, Enoch was here 2 weeks ago. And he says, Enoch died 1 year ago. He says, that's impossible. Enoch could not have died 1 year ago. We were 13, 14, 15 people in the house. He came in the flesh. He ate food. We greeted him. He asked for my forgiveness. And he said that they won't let him in unless I forgive him. You know?
Mm.
And Enoch's best friend took the pastor to the burial site. And that date was 1 year before.
Wow.
Now, I told you I'm explaining things that even I do not understand.
Mm.
But you know how we said in the previous episodes that there are reasons, an unfinished business can cause a spirit to stay around.
Mm.
Okay?
Yes.
But the difference with this particular story, because there are many like this around the world, where someone who dies shows up physically. People see him, they touch him, he talks like he's normal, then disappears and no one ever sees him again. That there seems to be in that other realm, for some reason that I've failed to understand, where some beings are given permission to come back and sort something before they absolutely depart. Mm. Now, someone will say familiar spirit, but a familiar spirit does not have a physical body.
Yes.
It's a familiar spirit.
Yes.
You understand, eh?
Mm.
I couldn't understand this. I listened to this story, and this is a man of God I trust telling me this story.
Mm. Wow.
Okay? I couldn't reconcile how. Okay, let's say you've died and gone the other side.
Mm.
What do you mean by they won't let me in unless you forgive me? What do you mean by that?
Wow.
You see?
It's like there's something even before judgment. For his judgment was postponed until...
We can only speculate. I'm just telling this story because there are mysterious things that happen on this earth that we cannot explain. We like to simplify things.
Mm.
I listen to a well-known man of God say, you know, these things, people coming back, they are lies. Until you have experienced it, don't start saying that they are lies. They're unexplainable. The guy is coming, acting like he used to. He's asking for forgiveness, then disappears. No one else sees him. But he was buried a year before. So there seems to be a thin veil that allows some beings to come back in their form to sort out something and leave. Okay? I'll tell you another one. This is a famous actor. There's an actor called, I hope I don't butcher the name. It's Michaelet Williamson. He's a black man, a famous actor. You go and look it up.
Okay.
Now, he told a story of, and I'm really going to make this short. He told a story of how he grew up in the U.S. In the Bronx and all that, and the hood and all that. And he had a friend called Adrian, his best friend. Adrian was, you go and Google this and go to YouTube. Adrian was his best friend.
Mm.
But he had a drug problem. He was your typical bad boy, gangster.
That's Adrian, eh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, they lost touch at a certain point. Now, this particular actor says, he's called Michaelet Williamson. I don't remember the name. Let me see if I can get it here so that in case someone... Michaelty. M-Y-K-E-L-T-I.
Okay.
Michaelty Williamson. Michaelty. Or Michaelty, whatever.
Mm.
Now... He tells a story. So, they're best friends. They've grown up in the hood. They lose touch.
Mm.
Now, this Williamson guy, he had a habit. At that time, he was an upcoming actor. He had a habit of always going to check in on his mother. And he says that his grandmother and mother were both spiritual. They had a gift.
Mm.
They could tell when death was upon someone. Now, this is where I need you to understand that in the natural, if you're not in the natural, person can look normal, but in the spirit, spirits and people who are discerning can tell when death is pursuing someone or they're about to die.
Yeah.
They can tell. And they can also tell whether it's temporary or it's by temporary I mean
like if it can be averted.
It can be averted or it's a thing that is, you know, it's
set in stone. Sealed, yeah.
So this guy's grandmother and mother both had that ability to see death on someone. In fact, I met someone in my ministry, a lady I met who also has a gift like that.
Mm.
Now, he goes to visit his mother and his mother does something that she has never done. Before he can get into the house, she comes out running and says, go home.
Mm.
I'm like, Ezekiel, what's going on? But because he respects his mother, he gets into the car and goes home.
Mm.
He comes back the next week.
Mm.
This is a person who visits his mother every weekend. Comes back the next weekend. The mother runs out and says, go home. He asks for an explanation.
Mm.
Nothing. He goes home worried.
Mm.
He thinks to himself, there must be something that's wrong. So he continues doing that and his mother keeps on telling him, go home. No explanation.
Mm.
One day he gets a phone call from his mom. I need you to come home as soon as you can. He says, scared, worried, he jumps into his car, heads home, goes to the house. The mother opens the door, tells him to come in and tells him to sit down.
Mm.
And now his heart is pumping. Then the mother tells him, your friend Adrian was here a couple of weeks ago looking for you.
Mm.
But I saw death on Adrian.
Mm.
And it could not be averted. His time had come.
Mm.
But I also saw that if you had met him, he would have taken you
with him. Wow.
Now these things are, and this is why I tell you, there are also some people by virtue of ignorance that die as collateral damage.
Mm. Wow.
Now, the mother says, so he died, someone shot him. He's dead. And now he understands why his mom was acting
the way she did. Yeah.
And so worried and hurt that his best friend back then has died and, you know, didn't take time to talk to him and all that. He goes back home. He's eating dinner with his girlfriend. Okay?
Mm.
And the phone rings.
Mm.
His girlfriend goes to pick up the phone. She talks on the phone for about 2 minutes. And turns and looks at him, and her face is white.
Mm.
She gives him the phone. He picks it up, and he swears that on the other side was his best friend.
Adrian.
The best friend, Adrian, who had died a couple of weeks back.
Yeah.
Now, he says, there were a few people who called me Mike. Adrian was one of them.
Mm.
And I knew his voice. We had been friends for years.
Mm.
Adrian is on the other side.
Mm.
Mike, I need your help. Only you can help me. I need you to help me before they come back. And Mike is trying to understand what's going on. So he's like, where are you? What's happening? He says, I've run away from them. This is Adrian speaking. I've run away from them, but only you can help me. Please. So this guy is trying to understand what the heck is going on. He thinks maybe someone is playing.
Yeah. Trick on him.
A trick on him.
Yeah.
But the voice was too familiar. Now he says he could hear in the background like what you'd call a burning furnace. Then he had beings coming from a distance. You could hear their voices, but as they were coming closer, you could hear on the other side Adrian's panic. Mike, please help me. Please help me. Then suddenly these beings on the other side shout, get off the phone. Now, I had so many questions. A phone? And so they grab him, and you could hear the scream and the fear as Adrian is dragged away.
Wow.
And when he's dragged away, the phone goes blank. Now, this guy is telling this story. This is a famous actor. You go and check him out. Mm. He's telling this story, and he said, if I was alone, I would have been hallucinating. But my girlfriend was there with me.
Yeah.
Second, that I called the operator to see if I could track the phone call that I'd just received.
Yeah.
Now, there was a sign that there had been a phone call, but they could not track where it was coming from. So the operator tells him to wait for the bill, a telephone bill, because the bill will show where it came from.
Okay.
The bill comes. He said he knew the time and the place. I mean, the time and the date. Look through the bill. There was no connecting call. Something supernatural had happened there. Now, this is why I'm trying to show you that there seems to be like some sort of loophole from the other side.
Yeah.
That some spirits can be able to connect with people here on earth.
Yes.
Now, I'm telling you, I can't back it up by scripture.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to show you the experiences people have that
Yeah, that's true.
Like, what is that? Is there a telephone on the other side where a guy can be able to call, that a spirit, a demon can say, get off the phone? You know? Secondly, how was that guy able to help him? He's gone to the other side. How is Mike going to help him? But he's saying, you're the only one who can help.
Wow. A lot of questions in there.
You see? And this is why I was telling you that the issue of life after death is not a simple issue to just sort. Because we could go into dreaming about the dead, where a person who died comes, shows up, and gives you instruction. You wake up, and maybe the instruction, now I'm talking about people who have been told, oh, you're looking for my will, there it is. And you wake up, and you're following the instruction of a spirit that came in a dream, of a person who had died, and the instruction is right. Now, there are so many dynamics of this, because there are familiar spirits that can put on the faces of people who have passed away. Okay?
Yeah.
That is the majority. But there are cases where someone who passed away is given access to this realm to get a message across for various reasons. And some of those people come in the dreams. Someone died and comes. I told you one time, I told the fellowship one time of two girls that were losing their grandfather. So he's on the deathbed in the hospital, and he turns to them and asks them what time they go to sleep, and one says 8, the other one says 9. Then he says, I'll see you when I'm gone. And after he dies, he shows up in the dreams of both of them at their respective time frames and says a proper goodbye. So what is that? If it's a demon, what does the demon gain from that?
It's hard to say it's a demon, because the guy made that communication before he transitioned.
Yes, you see. So there's a revelation he had about the afterlife.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. So gets are not just for show.
They're not.
They are serving a purpose.
Yeah. And some people, for some reason, have the ability, just like you and I, if we went through meditation, we can access that realm.
Okay.
There are people from that side who can access this realm. There are not many. There are laws that keep the realms separate. But there are so many things that are just not making sense. They are not. You know the story of when Jesus resurrected and all these guys got out of their graves?
Yeah.
There's so many questions there as well.
Yeah.
So for me, the questions I ask are, the Bible says they were saints. That means they've been dead for a long time.
Yeah.
Those bodies would have deteriorated. In fact, they're just bones. Okay? If these guys are resurrecting, something must have happened supernatural, putting all their bodies back together. Those graves are opened up, and these guys are walking the streets.
Wow.
There is something. I pray the Lord gives me deeper revelation on it, because it's something that I've been meditating about. But there seems to be something that breaks the rule of the separation between the spirits on the other side and the spirits on this side, that allows some degree
of interaction.
Now, someone would then say, what about psychics? You know, these psychics that like to channel dead people, and that's very demonic. Those are actually familiar spirits.
Yeah, they're mediums.
They're actually familiar spirits, because some of these people start talking like the person.
Yeah.
You know, that is very, very demonic. That's a different thing altogether from what I'm talking about. I'm talking about where there's no medium.
Yeah. Oh.
You understand it?
Yeah.
A spirit just shows up.
Well, someone may be wondering, what's a familiar spirit? And from my understanding, a familiar spirit is like a monitoring spirit that has observed a man's life. And so they know every bit of this man and can, in a way, represent him or replicate his personality, even when the man is not, you know, present anymore. And so they will come and feign the man's presence and give instructions and what, but it's really just cause confusion. It's really just a demonic spirit playing around. Yeah, but the difference between that and the ghost is that the ghost is the very spirit of the man.
Mm. You see, I remember one time, I've told this enough times in fellowship, I met a lady and at a hotel, and I meet this lady, I'm sitting down with her, and all this time a man just shows up and sits right next to us, facing us. And I'm busy looking at him, and he's looking directly at this guy who's wearing a cape, looking directly as real as I'm looking at you right now. Now, in my mind, I thought everyone can see him. Until this lady got up to leave and the man followed her. And the waiter comes to me and I ask about the guy with the hat. She says there's been no one seated there all this time, and we were there for almost 3 hours. That's when I realized that there was a spirit. Now what is that? I don't know. Is that a familiar spirit? Is that a demonic spirit? Is that a ghost? What is what is that? Is it an angel that has put on a face? What is that? Okay? And you see, just don't listen to this audio at night. No, my aim was not to, but we have to talk about these things because there are so many questions about them.
Yeah, true. It helps also take away the religious, you know, attitude towards, you know, if it's not written in scripture, it's not true, cannot be.
You see, you cannot deny what is right in front of the experiences of men.
Yeah, say an experience. A man with an experience is never at the mercy of one with just an argument.
You see, imagine in the time of Jesus, so many people had drowned at sea that it was prevalent at that time that ghosts of dead people would walk the seas. That's why when Jesus walked on water, they said it's a ghost.
Yeah.
Okay? And Jesus did not debunk that kind of mindset. Because ghosts of human beings actually exist. They're actually there. But for whatever reason, something keeps some things here on this earth. They are a whole different category by themselves, away from demonic spirits and so on.
Wow.
Okay? So, we need some Ghostbusters.
For sure. You spoke of vendettas, certain people who leave the earth, but the manner in which they left, something was done to them. And it's like, by reason of that experience, they cannot leave. It's like they're seeking revenge while on this plane, while on the earth plane.
Yeah. And you see, what if you try to relate the scripture of Lazarus, a parable of Lazarus and the rich man. The rich man asks to come back. You understand it? By the time he asks, it means there was a possibility.
True.
But in that particular scenario, Abraham refuses. And the thing is that he's not asking God.
Wow.
He's not asking God to come back. He's asking Abraham.
Yes.
Which implies that there's some degree of authority that is given to certain beings in the realm of the spirit. That God delegates certain authority. And Abraham tells him, what's the answer he gives? He says they have Moses and the prophets. So in regards to that particular scenario, that being was not allowed to come back. That's why we can also use that to cement what I was saying, that you can't just resurrect anyone. Imagine someone on the other side trying to resurrect the rich man.
Yeah.
Yet Abraham in the spirit is saying they have Moses and the prophets.
Interesting.
So resurrection itself is, it needs legalities. Yeah. You need to know certain things in the spirit,
yeah,
or you need to carry a certain degree of authority.
Mm.
I believe a lot of resurrections have been lucky. lucky in the sense that, not by the miracle itself, but the sense that the person probably didn't know.
Yeah, they had no clue what's happening on the other side.
What's happening on the other side? Mm. So they just come, and who knows? On the other side, they said, if someone prays for you to come back, you'll be able to go back.
Mm.
And you're sitting there saying, please, let me go back. And someone comes and says, get up and walk, and you come back.
Mm.
I'm just presuming.
Yeah, yeah.
But a lot of these resurrections, as miraculous as they are, the people are clueless of what they're doing.
Yeah.
But there are people who know, who can look and see, and who have been to the realm of the spirit and know the navigations.
Mm. Interesting. Such confidence Jesus had when it came to Lazarus. Eh?
Mm. It's not even just Jesus.
Mm.
Remember when the young man fell from the
window
and died?
When Paul was preaching.
And that was clear. You could see it was a mistake. So he has died before
his time. Yes. Interesting. A little sleep, a little slumber. And the thief came.
So the guy died, and instantly Paul goes to resurrect him. There was no burial. There's no amount of time by which the spirit is still there.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay, we're going to have to end this one up. Any questions before we close? I think we've done about 51 minutes.
For now, none.
Okay.
Yeah.
God bless you. See you in the next session.
All right. Thank you guys for tuning in. Please, if you have comments or suggestions, questions, put them within the comment section, and we'll definitely, you know, regard them when we're having these discussions. Thank you so much, and see you on the next one. My heart, it beats for you, precious Jesus. I'm deep in love with you, Lord.